Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Across the Midwest, there has been massive flooding that has killed at least 3 people in the region and caused billions of dollars in damages. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, has said the situation is expected to become more dire in what it predicts will be an unprecedented flood season with, quote, 200 million people at risk as the impacts from climate change are happening now. Today, the crest of that flood is expected to roll through Kansas City, and that's where Frank Morris of member station KCUR has been reporting. Frank, good morning.
Morning, Lulu.
So what are you seeing?
Well, of course, the damage up in Nebraska and Iowa is extensive and heavy, you know, maybe approaching $3 billion worth. Down into Kansas, as the Missouri River, I'm covering the Missouri River, comes through Kansas and Missouri, it's not as bad. There was warning here and people got out. Also, the flood waters have not been as severe. We've seen some levees breached. There's been houses flooded, forced evacuation orders for parts of different towns, thousands of acres of farms, and a lot of grain sitting on the ground just ruined in floodwater. In Leavenworth, Kansas, on the Missouri River, the town's built mostly up on a hill above the floodplain, but the record flooding is causing problems, and there's a wastewater treatment plant that was just inundated, and untreated sewage just sloshing out into the river or into the flood. Jim Boskis, a longtime Leavenworth resident, pulled up and took a look.
This is the third one. Back in 1953 was worse than this. I was a little guy, but I remember that one. In 93, it was bad. But this here, the sewage treatment here, that, boy, that's something else.
Now, that plant is on a little tiny creek that is now at least a half mile wide. And like a lot of streams and tributaries, it's backed up. But the actual river, that river is something else again.
Well, that Missouri River has been blowing out record-high flood crests some places in the last week. Is that still happening?
No. In St. Joseph, Missouri, up north of here, it was just a few inches from the record set in 1993, this huge flood in 1993. And the Corps is not anticipating new highs along the Missouri River this week as the crest kind of rolls across the state of Missouri toward the Mississippi. At Leavenworth, though, is still intense, you know, the second highest water level on record. And again, the river is just kind of awesome. It's just speeding, it's deep, powerful. You see these big tree trunks, fuel tanks, parts of buildings zipping by. And like a lot of Leavenworth residents, Sheila Stephenson came by to take a look yesterday. And when she saw the river, she was just stunned.
Oh, my God. Is this crazy? I ain't seen like this in years, since 93, right?
So if the river levels aren't breaking records anymore, we only have a few seconds left. Are people relieved?
Not really, because the levees are in terrible shape. The whole system is full, ground saturated. Of course, there's a bunch of snow melt still coming our way. And so, and we're not even into flood season yet.
That's Frank Morris of member station KCUR. Thanks so much for the update.
You bet, Lulu.